Okay, hi, it's me. You know who I am. You've known me for a long time now. Things are different between us now, though. You just don't know it yet. So, I want you to do something for me. Call it a favor if you want. I only want you to listen to this message if you're sitting next to your wife. I want you to hear this with your wife in the room next to you. Preferably right beside you. And the bed would be ideal. Okay, so just stop here and come back later when you're relaxed. Maybe you can pretend to listen with headphones while you pretend to work. Maybe you can listen with headphones while you pretend to work on your laptop or something. Just an idea. Okay, that's enough time. So, by now, if I'm guessing right, it should be later at night. You have some willpower, and you're a stand-up guy. So I bet you did what I asked. Even if you didn't, I'm still leaving you this message. It's a big risk. For both of us, really, but mostly for me. I could never say these things to you. I could never say these things to your face. I know you think I'm kind of forward and funny and outgoing, but I still get nervous and awkward around you. You see it, and never make fun of me for it, which I appreciate. So anyway, I'm gonna tell you something I haven't shared with you before. It's nothing scandalous. Not really. So don't worry. It was at your wife's bachelorette party. It was fine. A little wild, but nothing too serious. Anyway, when I was about 3 drinks in, I had enough courage to have a serious talk with her. I told her, face to face, that she was very lucky to have you. And that as her friend, the best advice I could give her was to do everything she could to make you happy and keep you. She hasn't done that. I know. I'm sorry. I feel bad about it. I really tried to get her to be better, but, well, we'll talk about that in a sec, okay? I told her the truth. I told her that I was always attracted to you, that I had a thing for you, and that it wasn't going away anytime soon. I told her that if she didn't take care of you, or if she left you, I would be there in a hot second to do whatever it took to make you mine. I know things have been chilly between you two and Ben. I gave her advice, tried to get her to see things the right way, but really, I think she's just looking for something new, if you can believe it. She wants a stable, long-term relationship. She's not willing to put in the work. I'm not saying she's cheating or anything, but I have to be honest. She's mentioned separating or getting divorced to me. I'm so sorry to be bringing this up to you, but we both know that none of this is a surprise. I know you've spoken about this with her. you've been a stand-up guy. But she's just being wishy-washy, and honestly, I'm tired of hearing her whine and moan. As far as I'm concerned, I've given her months to do the right thing by you. She should either leave or start loving you the way you deserve to be loved. Since she hasn't, I'm taking things into my own hands. Maybe you think leaving a message like this is betraying her. Maybe you think it's crazy. You could be right on both counts. But I wouldn't have done it if she would have just been a good wife to you. And if I'm crazy, it's because I'm crazy for you. I mean, you could always tell your wife about this message if you wanted to. And I would understand if you did. But if you've listened this far, I don't think you will. I think that it's time for you to finally have something to yourself. Don't you? We know each other. I've hung out with you so much, I feel like you're one of my best friends, too. I hope you feel the same way about me. And the way you make me laugh so easily. No guy has ever done that before. I swear to God, I enjoy every moment we spend together. I always feel an aching need when you're gone. I just want your presence back in my life as soon as possible. There's stuff. There's stuff you don't know about, too. The way I think about you at night. And get so fucking ridiculously wet. It comes so fast when I imagine it's your cock stretching my pussy out. And not my fingers. I have a lot of fantasies about you. I suppose, as a sign of good faith, I should tell you about one of them. Something to think about, to help you decide if you feel the same way about me. Do you remember the first time we went out? Like, a bunch of us together? We were with her. She was just your girlfriend at the time. And me, and a few other people. Yeah, we'd met, but we didn't know each other well yet. And we ended up sitting next to each other. And I had such a fun fucking time. I couldn't help but be a little bit bitter about it later. How she got to you first. But that was petty, and I knew it. Do you remember how she said she was gonna leave because she was tired and had to get up early? You offered to take her home even though she could have just walked. That was super nice of you, and a good guy thing to do. And I don't think you should have done anything differently. But sometimes I think about how things could have gone. Maybe you let her walk home by herself. Maybe you stayed at the bar with me. Maybe our friends went home and it was just you and me. This is where my fantasy really starts. By this time, I'm on my fourth drink and feeling bold. Why should my friend get you older herself? I'm never this forward, but hey, it's the first time for everything, right? You make me laugh with one of your dumb dad jokes, and I catch a quick scent of your cologne. And underneath that, your scent. Suddenly I'm on fire. I reach over and grab your cock under the table. And you're really hard. I smile. You grunt and try not to smile back, but you do. You pay the tab and we're suddenly leaving. I've told you what I wanted. Propositioned you and you accepted. We're laughing as we walk to my place. It's not far, I tell you. You don't seem to care. You put your arm around my waist and I wobble a bit. Yeah, I'm a little tipsy, but I also want you to help me walk straight. And feel you close. We get inside and we kiss as soon as the door closes. And I feel so fucking good with you. And I know in my heart, you're the one. And I need to make you mine. But that's when it starts to go wrong, too. I start to feel bad. For one thing, I'm moving too fast. And I never bring a guy home that early. Even in my fantasy, it's not okay to steal my guy's friend. You're firmly in the no-fly zone. The real guilt comes when I remember how happy my friend is with you. Now I'm basically stealing her boyfriend. Even if you haven't been dating that long. So I put my hand on your chest and look up and say, we shouldn't. Now, in real life, I know you're a good guy, right? And you would take a deep breath and leave. And we'd never talk about it again. But in my fantasy, that isn't what happens. I look up at you, feeling bad for doing this in the first place, and feeling bad for myself, that I don't get you. Feeling even worse for you, since I've really worked you up. I can feel how hard you are, you know? And I expect understanding from you, but I get a cold smile. The smile doesn't go to your eyes. All I can see is hunger. I'm gonna touch myself now. I hope you don't mind, but my panties were just sticking to me. I always get so turned on when I get to this part. I apologize again and again. And you try to sort of push you towards the door. I know if I don't get you out of my apartment, I'll be spreading my legs for you. Like I am right now. You don't move. And you take my hands from your chest. You're so gentle at first. It's disarming. But then you have your hands locked around my wrists. They know far too late that you're not leaving. You're not accepting no for an answer. You've decided to take what you want. I'm terrified. I'm honestly afraid. Even in my fantasy, you're gonna go too far and regret it. And maybe hurt me. Or do much worse. But another part of me, a part I'm ashamed of, gets so turned on. I'm proud to have done this to you. I know you're special. And that if I got you to lose control, you must really be into me. It's wrong. I know. But fuck. I'm so close already. I'm such a slut for you. So you force me back. You've been in my apartment. At first, I thought you might want to bend me over the kitchen counter, right? But no. You see, even the bad version of you cares about me a little bit. You pinned my hands behind my back. Spin me around so you can just push me where you want me. I start to struggle as you force me towards my bedroom. I even start to shout a little bit. You put your hands around my throat and squeeze just enough. Let me know that I don't stand a chance. I let you force me into my bedroom. A place where I'm meant to feel the safest. You spin me around and push me onto my back. I start to talk. First, I beg you to stop. Please. I tell you that this isn't you. I'm sorry that I was teasing you. I promise I won't do it again. I won't be such a slut again. And then you unzip. You don't even take your pants off. You smile and you're so fucking smug. I get angry, and I tell you to fuck off. I tell you that I'll never want what you want. I fight, and I'll tell everyone what you've done. Sometimes you say something then in my fantasy, but most of the time you just laugh.
pull your perfect cock, right before moving towards me. My anger turns to fear in a minute. I struggle briefly. I force my thighs wide open. You remember that little black skirt I was wearing that night? It was tight and a bit sheer even. Oh, you forced my legs so far apart that it rips like it's made of tissue paper. Fuck, I'm so horny for you right now. If you were here, I would just drop on all fours in front of you, beg for you to melt me. Oh, you push my panties to the side. Well, sometimes in my fantasy, you tear them off, but it doesn't matter. I exposed you totally, and you can see how wet and swollen I am for you. Making a mess on my sheets. I shake my head and whisper no one more time. Then you're on me and forcing yourself in me. I'm so close, baby. Just talking about you getting me close. Oh, you're relentless. You fuck me. I have never been fucked before. You pound me and bruise my thighs and make me scream and hurt. You bend my wrists over my head when you're sick of me scratching you. And you tear my blouse open and my tits practically spill out, and my whole body is shaking so much. Oh, I've got a picture of you up right now. Oh, just so I can come extra hard for you, baby. And you won't stop. You won't stop until you've bred me. Until you've made me keep the promise that I made back at the bar. Can I stop struggling? I give in. I go limp. And I let you rape me. And it's not rape. And I'm so scared of what I'm feeling. You groan so loud in my ear. You're growling for me. You push so deep inside me. So deep inside my tight pussy. Oh, you fill me. Yes, you come inside my pussy, marking me as yours. And that brings me to the edge. I feel every pulse inside me. And I come for you too. I just lose every part of myself. Oh, yes. Oh, you taking me always. Makes me this. is why you really scare me. Not because you're dangerous. I feel safe with you. Because you can make me so wet so easily. Because even without trying, you make me love you more than I've loved any other man. Fuck. I'll act out this hot little fantasy if you want. Every bit of it. From beginning to end. Or any other scenario you can think of. I mean, that's only if you want to role play. Even if you don't, I bet I could suck your cock better than she ever has. Why not find out for yourself? Next time you go out for groceries or something, you know there's that little gourmet one not that far from me. Or on your lunch, just text me. Tell me a time and a place. I'll show up, and I'll play you. No strings attached. I'll swallow, so there won't be any mess at all. Unless you want there to be. I'll even put on eyeliner and mascara, so you can make me cry. In fact, I think you know how much power you have over me. If you wanted me to do anything at all, I'll do it. But I figured that a nice, maybe messy, blowjob is a great way to start. What's more, I'll make you a deal. Let me take care of your needs. I'll do anything you want, no matter how filthy. I know there are things she's refused to do. Things she said were too degrading for her pure body. I'll do those things too. If your wife decides to make things right between you and really be your lover again, then I'll back off. No hard feelings. I'll be grateful for the time I've had with you. But if she doesn't, I want to be your only fucking pussy. I'll be your mistress if you want. But I'd rather be your girlfriend. And eventually, your wife. I know how nuts all this must be to you, but for now, I think you should clear your head a bit. I don't want you making any decisions you might regret. So, to calm yourself, you should step out, maybe to your bathroom, and then take that wonderful, hard, manly cock of yours out and jerk off to me. And when you finish, I want you to imagine spraying all of that thick, delicious cum all over my face and tits. Because I know that's what I'll be thinking about tonight, with my fingers deep inside my pussy. Good night, lover. I hope to hear from you soon.